Hi everyone, I'm Kira.
And I'm Dhruv.
And I'm Saad.
And welcome to the first official podcast of STEMmatica. STEMmatica is a podcast where we go into STEM, computer science, engineering, and everything in between.
We're so excited that you're here for our first episode. To make sure that you never miss an episode that we have in the future, make sure to follow us on all our social medias. You can use our username at STEMmaticaPod, or you can check out our campsite link, which is here on Spotify or whatever platform that you're listening on.
Let's dive into our first topic, and it's going to be about computer science as a whole in high school, its benefits, its downfalls, and what could be changed about it. So to start, Kira, what do you think is the best and worst parts about learning computer science in high school versus outside of school?
Yeah, I think this is a really cool thing to talk about, especially because high school is supposed to be the place where we learn everything to prepare us for college and for our future. But I think right now, like, especially with like the fact that like even like the courses like APCS, like it's all Java related, and there are a lot other languages that we should learn, like Python or some other type of languages. And I think that that's something that I think computer science definitely fails in the school system, is because there are so many other things besides just like Java or just like those types of courses that we should be learning in high school.
I also personally agree, because there's just computer science is so vast, and there's so much more to learn than just the Java programming language. Like, we could be learning, you know, Python or web development with HTML and JavaScript and all of that, and that's just not offered in high school.
Yeah, and even like if you wanted to like learn something else, it's just like, I also think that there should be more options for that. Like, if you want to learn Java, then I think there should be like some like curriculum assigned to that. But I also think that there should be opportunities to learn like web development, Python, like all these different types of things. Like maybe more like a computer science class that's more open to allowing the students like learn what they want to learn, instead of just this one strict language of Java that doesn't necessarily end up being used by everyone, you know?
Yeah, I'd agree with you there. I feel like we're not being taught the things we might actually be able to use. Although Java is very useful in certain ways, it isn't a, well, to be kind of blunt, it isn't one of the higher paying in terms of, you know, languages. Though it is good to learn with, it is a good introduction to object-oriented programming. Python could be better. In fact, I have seen, you even mentioned like web development. There is a class, I think it's a newer class, I'm not entirely sure, but it's been at our school for a while, called Principles. It has computer science in it, obviously, but it's more of like a web development, JavaScript type course. And I know of a friend who goes to a school in North Houston where he was taught Python in his pre-AP class. And I was like, what? Why didn't we learn this? He said that his school wanted him to learn Python, even though it wasn't on the AP test, even though it wouldn't, you know, help him in any of like the college application. Not like it wouldn't help him, but it wouldn't. It's not a necessity. They just felt that, yeah, it's definitely better to do this. And to be honest, I think that we could have benefited from that as well, thinking of it, because Python is so much better than Java in terms of its true application, its job opportunity, and the fact that it's newer in comparison to a 25-year-old language. There's a lot more things you could do with Python, in my personal opinion, than with Java.
Yeah, I totally agree. I think Java is just a lot outdated, especially considering like most tech companies now, they don't really use Java, or even like there are so many new languages like Jython, which is like a combination of Java and Python, or even like just HTML, and like all these different new languages that are being consistently more and more used rather than Java. And Java is such like a static language, so it takes a long time to learn. And I understand like why it might be a good starting language, but I think that like as we bridge into like more complex stuff, like in high school, like when we do more computational like projects and stuff, I think there should be a lot more emphasis on like learning, like catering to a student's ability rather than just having this one static curriculum. And I think that's an issue like with school in general, but specifically can be highlighted with like the CS curriculum within like APCS and like Principles or pre-AP and Fundamentals as well.
So I partially agree. I don't necessarily agree that Java is super outdated and stuff. It has been getting a bunch of updates. What I do agree about, though, is that we should be able to learn like languages that we want to. Like, for example, if we want to learn Python, then we should be allowed to say, hey, I want to take like a Python course in high school. So although I don't agree that, you know, Java is like really irrelevant, I do agree that we should be learning a multitude.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's not to say that like Java can't be offered, but I think that like other languages should also be emphasis, like there should be more opportunities for a student to like, if they want to learn Java and like they want to get like at least some credit for it in their high school, then that should be an opportunity for them rather than just your only CS class that you could take is Java, like that's the only option for you. Whereas like it's for some people, they don't want to learn Java, you want to learn Python or something else or HTML. And I think that that should be, that there should be more leniency, I suppose, when it comes to like learning languages in CS class.
When I, like before I joined like high school CS, when I was in 8th grade, we were handed this like packet, right? And it has like a lot of courses listed under CS, right? As the specific ones that I wanted to take were game design, principles, AP, and and mobile app dev. See, what I thought was, all right, we're learning mobile app dev on iPads and iOS, so that's probably gonna be learning Swift and Xcode using Macs. Learning game design, probably gonna be using Unity, C#. Now, although I'm sure that those classes are offered in other schools in our district, which, as you may know, are a lot better than our school in terms of, I guess, to be blunt, they get more awards in computer science competitions than we do. And because of that, they do, I'm sure they have all the courses, but we don't get to learn C# or Swift or Xcode and iOS dev. And we don't get the opportunity to, like, you know, learn about all these fields. What we're taught is in pre-AP, which most people take pre-AP and principles and then drop out of computer science in high school at least. But in pre-AP, the most popular class, you know, for computer science in high school, we learn the basicest, weirdest stuff, like what is a motherboard, binary, you know, things like doubles and floats. And I feel that it isn't as useful as if we learned, all right, iOS development, here's how to make an app, or how to make a game, how to use Xcode to develop on an older app, you know? I feel like our time could be a lot better used.
Yeah, I agree with that. I think that that's something, a really good point to make. This kind of leads into like our second topic that we were gonna discuss, which is how like different coding classes like CS3 and other classes are being removed from district guidelines across, like, I think this is like a nationwide problem. And I think this is something just like to keep in consideration, like for people that are listening and don't really know like what this problem is say for instance, in our personal district, in like the pathway of computer science that was constructed before was fundamentals, pre-AP, AP, and then there's a third class called CS3, and that's like the most advanced class. And there's also some other classes that were like optional and that students can take as well, like Dreamstead, which is like game development, and all these different classes. But these are slowly being removed by our district. Like for example, CS3 is not being offered at our campus next year, and a lot of other like different types of classes. And this is like an issue that I've seen actually is happening all across like the nation, and a lot of schools, like that's what's being removed. And instead of removing CS classes, you know, theoretically we should be adding more of them, because CS is becoming more and more relevant by the day. Because if we look at all these tech companies, like what they need, we need more computer scientists, and computer science should be something that everyone learns. And so Sud, what do you think about the whole like dilemma of like CS3 and other classes going away?
So I really think that CS3 going away is kind of just signifying, like, it's kind of what's, it shouldn't be happening. And instead, like, as you said, the reverse should be happening, that more CS classes should be being added in. Because right now, like, as you said, like, I think computer science is one of the fastest growing, if not the fastest growing industry, like, here in the US. So I really think that there needs to be more attention brought to like these CS classes, and like there needs to be more of a variety, kind of like what I was saying earlier, and how you should be able to learn like a multitude of languages, and like be able to learn what you want, not just be forced into like, you know, learning Java. And then on top of that, even if you are forced into learning Java, now you can't even learn like more advanced Java. They're even removing like, you know, the CS3 class, and who knows, maybe even in the future they'll remove like the AP computer science class. Like, I just think like it's really bad, and there needs to be something done about that.
Yeah, and I don't think that like these extra classes are hard to make. Like theoretically, like if like we added a like class like CS3, the curriculum should be pretty similar. Just like, if not, like just adding more stuff about Java, and like it's not difficult to make computer science curriculums. And I think that like everyone should learn computer science because it's such an important thing, no matter where you are, like whether you're medical related or whether you're planning on majoring in like pre-law. Like, there's so many different applications like computer science can like affect you in whatever like major you're planning on going into. So I think that like we should continue to like push more computer science curriculum, especially in schools. And I think computer science should be something that's more and more required rather than just being diminished. What do you think, Dhruv?
I think that like you were saying, like it's Sue was saying, it's like the growing industry, and what you're saying is how we should be adding more classes instead of taking them away. And especially with the scholarship that I mentioned, like the more niche classes about iOS dev or game development. I feel like those two things, although they might not be the most, actually iOS dev definitely is like a very career changing sort of, like you can base your career off that class. Game dev, not as much. Sure, you could get a job at like GameLoft or Glooku, I think it's called. I haven't played mobile games in a long time. But if you get, you know, one of those jobs, obviously it'd be a very, you know, comparable job to iOS dev or ML, which is like what Python is mostly used for ML and AI. And we think about it, the richest company, not richest company, but the richest person in the world, Elon Musk, is the CEO of Tesla. Tesla really would not be here today if it wasn't because of the self-driving features. And that is purely, not purely, but, you know, mostly based off of artificial intelligence and camera systems and AI. I said that, what am I doing? But I feel like we could be learning that instead of, you know, about doubles and how you can use an ArrayList to store numbers, you know?
Yeah, I think that that's a good point to make, especially considering the fact that, like, what we were talking about earlier, like, there's so much more to computer science than just Java. Like, there's AI, there's cybersecurity, there's Python, there's other languages. Like, there's so much more, and that's, like, kind of the idea that, like, computer science shouldn't just be the static curriculum that, like, every year, Java, Java, Java. And, like, there's so many other things that you can do, and I think it's not hard to make curriculum like that, like I said earlier. It's just people, like, and people that are making these computer science curriculum, they're not thinking outside the box. They're just like, we're gonna do what we've done for 30 years, which is teaching Java to kids. And I don't think that that's relevant as it was in, you know, 1990, you know, because we're in a modern age where there are different types of technology that should be discussed in the classrooms. So
yeah, I definitely agree. And I think, like, you know, learning how to use an ArrayList and stuff like that is pretty important. Like, it's kind of a fundamental. But I agree that there's also lots of other things that are quite useless. Like, let's be honest, you never really are going to use binary while you're like coding. Like, sure, it might be nice to know. And it might be nice, like, to know how, like, you know, your code works and, like, behind the scenes, I guess you could say. But it's not really that important. And, like, that kind of brings us to our next topic of, you know, how much more efficient is a outside course better than the high school courses that are being taught today? Like, I know that personally, I took like a Java masterclass on Udemy, and that class helped me a lot. Like, I learned a lot of the stuff that, you know, I was learning in AP Computer Science. That course really helped me learn it, or that course really helped me learn those topics, and it kind of honed in that stuff for me. So, like, what do you guys think? Just like courses in general.
Well, courses outside of school, I feel like. Like, what you specifically mentioned, how ArrayLists and, like, floats and doubles, they're, like, fundamentals. But courses outside of school, I know there are different types of them. The one that you showed me, the one that you talked about, I know that's, like, more of a supplement. But the ones that I've taken, which are more, like, workshops or, like, an hour-long course-ish, you know, YouTube videos and such, those are more like, I'm going to teach you one part of this language, memorize that, and you'll be able to make all this. So I feel like we have different perspectives on it, just because I've done more project-based and you've done more, like, school supplement based, but
yeah.
Kira, have you ever taken any sort of like outside of school course for computer science?
Yeah, I have taken a few different courses. I started a Java master course that Sue had actually recommended to me, but I also took a Python class because I did an actual real world like instance of like an internship that was strictly Python. And I think that that's something that I've been noticing a lot more is like we talked about earlier, because the schools in America or in our nation in general aren't like focusing on CS in classes, and they're just making this like static curriculum of like Java, which isn't necessarily like useful for students who want to like major in this thing. Say for instance, like there are so many different internships for high school students that are interested in like computer science, and they're in different languages, and that makes the students have to learn that on their own. And I think that that's a really weird thing, because why the whole point of school is to prepare us for our lives, and if in our lives and our like actual like usefulness, like we're not using the things we learn in school, then what's the point of actually learning it in school, you know? And I think that that's why like those like online courses like Udemy are becoming more and more used, but that doesn't necessarily take away from the fact that the real problem at hand is the school systems, but Udemy is just right now being used as a solution to that, and it shouldn't be a solution, you know?
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So
yeah, I personally believe like it shouldn't be a solution, but not because like, you know, it shouldn't be that you, not because you should be able to learn things online, but because the problem that exists that you can't even learn computer science in school, that problem shouldn't exist. So I believe that like the school systems really need to be revamped so that you know that problem doesn't exist and you can just learn what you want.
I think right now Udemy and courses like that, like supplements to school, are being used by students as like sort of like a short-term solution to the real problem at hand, which is the way that our school systems are handling computer science. That is the real issue. Like, right, Udemy and all these different types of supplement courses, they're being used by students as like these short-term solutions. But in reality, unless we fix the underlying problem of like how computer science is being fixed, we're gonna have to keep relying on these like short-term solutions rather than like handling the problem at hand. And I think this is something that should be talked about more, should be advocated for more. Like, you don't really see this type of advocacy happening like for more computer science in classrooms. It's more of like larger scale issues, but I still think this is a pretty big issue, especially for even thinking about like where America stands. Like right now we're sort of seen as like this beacon of the world, like one of the top like world countries, and we're not going to stay that way if we continue to be static in our development of computer science. And computer science in countries like India, China, like is continuously rapidly increasing, rather than America's isn't as increasing as quickly. And the reason for that is because of the way that it's handled in computer science in high school. What do you guys think about that?
Yeah, I guess development that we're doing with our school system is like severely lacking in comparison to like East Asia or Europe. Because when you think about it, a couple years ago, I remember I watched this video, like this documentary type video on education system, and I think Denmark, and they don't have multiple choice questions, and they're like smarter than us, and they claim that's why. And I mean, obviously that's not the direct answer to this like exact problem, but the fact that they are doing something better than us, we should probably learn from that and fix our school system, because I mean, nationwide, rates of getting into college, rates of graduating, you know, it's lacking in comparison, to be honest.
Yeah, I agree. I think that like the school systems in general need to be reformed, but I think that like specifically talking about computer science, the only way we're gonna like America retains like its place as, I guess, you know, world leader, is if we like rapidly change the way the computer science is done, and that's like specifically with like keeping up with other large tech companies. And like, think about it like this, like there are tech companies, like a lot of tech companies that are like based out of the United States, and they're, I mean, right now like the main companies like that are based in the United States are like Microsoft and like other different like tech companies, but that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to stay that way. There are like actually a lot of tech companies that are based in like countries like India, because there are a lot more computer scientists available there for like cheaper amounts, and that's why like I think America needs to focus more on computer science in like the schools, because otherwise like we're just going to be passed on by other countries.
Yeah. So, Sud, what do you think would be like the perfect solution for all these like problems that we stated?
So I truly don't believe that there's any like perfect solution. Like if there's a perfect solution, then that solution probably would have been found. But I think that just us like as high schoolers, you know, going into college and then getting a computer science job, is taking like more proactive roles and like, you know, pushing like education reform, or like maybe like going to our local school board and like, you know, I'm not sure if you enroll in the school board or you join it or whatever, whatever the correct verb is, just like, you know, taking, participating in your school board and trying to push like, and trying to push active like CS reform and bringing new courses, not removing like old ones and stuff like that. I think like that would be the best way to stop basically like the CS education crisis that's kind of happening right now.
Yeah, I think that we all need to take, to anyone that's listening to this, take a more active role in helping reform our school systems, specifically with computer science. And I think that's something that we can all do. We can all help ourselves with and help advocate and reform, truly reform our systems.
I remember our school tried to do this. We made like one of those change.org petitions, which by the way, change.org is useless, never accomplishes anything. But we made a petition to keep CS3 because the main thing that I cared about was like the Java test you get at the end, but obviously, you know, learning Java is kind of important too, just to get an understanding of it. But yeah, we failed. It's still going away.
Yeah, it's unfortunate.
Alright, guys, well, it seems like this is a good wrapping point. So I hope you all enjoyed, and we'll see you next Saturday.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.